From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Doctors Without Borders says the death toll from the airstrike on its hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, has risen to 22, even as the International Medical Charity disputes claims by Afghan officials that Taliban fighters were inside the facility. The medical group says 12 hospital staff and 10 patients, including three children, were killed in Saturday's attack. Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF, says it has now withdrawn from Kunduz. The group's Bart Janssens in Brussels.
The attacks lasted for about an hour, and just after the beginning, we reached out to our contacts we have in the U.S. military forces to explain what was going on.
The Afghan Interior Ministry said 10 to 15 insurgents were hiding in the hospital's vast garden. The U.S. military acknowledged conducting a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of the facility as part of its campaign to push the Taliban out of the city that it overtook parts of last week. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other terror targets in northern Syria on Saturday, and it will continue its push against Islamic State extremists in spite of Western claims that the aerial campaign is largely targeting Western-backed rebels. The U.S. and its allies are condemning the campaign, claiming Washington is using the offensive as cover for taking out opposition to the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. In Washington, President Obama insists the conflict is not going to become a proxy war between Washington and Moscow, even as the two countries conduct airstrikes on different groups inside Syria. Nigerian police and witnesses are linking Friday's two explosions outside the capital of Abuja to male and female suicide bombers. The blast killed 18 people and wounded dozens more and came one day after four suicide bombers blew themselves up in the city of Maiduguri. This is VOA News.